This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, I am totally excited to have this gentleman on my show. You could say they came on my radar about 2 months ago, maybe a month and a half ago. We're talking no other than Social Life Network, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WDLF. And with us today is the chairman and founder and CEO of the company. We're very fortunate to have him, Mr. Ken Tapp. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of an elevator pitch, if you would, about yourself, about your history, some of the projects that you were involved in. I understand you were involved in Realtors.com. That got sold for millions and millions of dollars. So, because I always tell my listeners, it's all about management. You know, if you have a crummy management team, you're probably going to put out a crummy product. So I give the floor to you, Ken.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, I've been in the tech space now for longer than I can imagine I would have been. I got a job with a software company back in the mid 90s that had some good fortune and good timing, and we picked up a .com domain name called Realtor.com. Of course, everybody knows who that is now. I started with that company as the 21st employee, the third developer, the first database engineer. And that gave me not only an enormous amount of experience with building out data structures, not just for the real estate industry, but for all industries, but it gave me an awful lot of experience going through my first IPO. We took that company public in 1999, and that company stayed public up until 2014, when it was then bought off of the public markets by News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, and they picked up that company for about $970 million.
Wow.
And then they had it revalued at $2.6 billion a couple of years later after plugging in all of their news, print, TV, radio audience into it. So it's a success, certainly a feather in the cap. I left that company in 2001, started another technology company that provided a bridge of data back to Realtor.com from about 550 MLS systems around the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the UK, and built that company up until 2009. I sold that company. I left in 2011. And that company also helped build and start, I should say, but supported the build out of Trulia and then later Zillow in 2006, and a number of other media news group companies from Gannett to Knight Ridder and News Corp, which, like I said, had purchased Realtor.com in 2014. So, pretty good run.
Absolutely.
On the tech industry side there. And
yeah, I was going to say, this is definitely not your first rodeo. What is Social Life Network, and how does it pertain to the cannabis industry?
So Social Life Network, in concept, was a niche industry social network that we wanted to launch for multiple industries. Real estate, certainly one of those. We had an opportunity when I finally decided to come out of retirement and start the company in early 2013 to target the cannabis industry. We sort of joked about it at the time that if we tried the cannabis industry and made a lot of mistakes and had a lot of bugs in our system, that nobody would remember. and then we could figure out how to do everything right on the tech side and then take it into the real estate industry and some sports verticals, which we have, of course, now done. We've executed our plan with great precision over the last almost 6 years from when we laid out the framework and then started the company. So the cannabis industry, of course, being our first network, has evolved to be the largest social network in the world for the cannabis and the hemp industry. It's accessed and generates about 52 million page views, accessed by 120 different countries on a monthly basis. And we had a press release that went out last week that identified our user base, which is pretty robust. We have about 1.3 million members in the network. Most importantly are the active ones, the people who come in multiple times each week. These are the people you can generate revenue off of which we are just now starting to do by selling advertisement to the industry, to our audience. And that active member base is about 360,000+ users per month. So we're pretty excited about, a vertical that took off on us. We knew that it was going to be big. We didn't think it was going to be this big. And of course, over the last 5 or 6 years, I think the cannabis industry has taken hold so much so in multiple countries that we've had to rethink exactly how large this network can potentially be. And about 6 weeks ago, we announced that we took the cannabis division of Social Life Network and spun it out into its own wholly owned company called MJ Link. And we are now focused on taking that public in Canada sometime here in early 2019.
Well, that's the company that's getting about 1.3 million registered users at it. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
Bring us up to speed. What's your plan? Do you plan on taking it on the TSX, the CSE? Where do we go from here? I understand you got a valuation of around $35 million on that. What's the roadmap and what's the game plan?
We are not sure whether it will be the TSX or the CSE. The CSE right now is obviously a lot more friendlier to cannabis companies. And by the way, this might not be our only stop. I mean, what we'd like to do here is get the company, that division of the company, public, and then look at dual listings in other countries that are, again, like I said a few minutes ago, becoming very friendly to the cannabis industry. This has turned into a much larger global potential than we originally expected 6 years ago. So we'll continue to grow that company.
I want to switch gears here and talk about your team members and management. If you would, maybe bring my listeners up to speed on Mark and Scott and some other ones that you brought on board.
Sure. In fact, it was just leading into that. We became effective on the OTCQB, I should say, back in middle of July. And at that point, I needed to go out and find a pretty robust board as well as high-level executives. And so we sought after two of the top industry movers and shakers for the cannabis space. That's Trip Kiever, who is the co-founder of Bixie Brands. They're the largest edible and beverage company here in the United States. They are, by the way, going public any day now on the CSE up in Canada. And then Leslie Boxcore, who, of course, was a big investment banker for about 20 years, stepped out of that space 6 years ago or so and burnt his boat at the shore, if you will, into the cannabis industry and has been here ever since. He has been an extremely influential person as it relates to the politics of the industry, very tied into that, not just here in the United States with our political system, but Canada and now New Mexico with the ex-president Vincent Fox pushing the cannabis initiative. So two great board members to have on the team. And then D. Scott Carnegie is our COO. He has now taken on a presidential role and just MJ Link as it goes public and continues to expand. We are, by the way, just now launching our sales and marketing department. So we're pre-revenue, but we're about to hit some very, very significant revenue markers that we're excited about. And D is leading the pack there. D has been running in parallel to my own career for the last 20 plus years, working with AOL and SiriusXM and MySpace and a number of others, focused on revenue generation, usually to the tune of $250 to $500 million a year in online advertisement revenue. So Dee's a great person to have in that spot. We certainly have that potential in our company as well. And so I wanted to match up the right person with our potential. And then we've got Mark DeSiena, who is our new CFO. We announced that last week. Mark, too, has a very long, extensive tech CFO background, but he's also an attorney, which is a nice plus.
Yes.
It makes it easier for us to get everything just dotted right and T's crossed. And he works really well with our securities attorney, Fred Lair, who's been with us now for about a year and a half or so. Fred is a 15-year veteran of the SEC. Always great to have one of those guys on your side of the fence, because we make sure that everything gets done just right for the SEC's approval. So real strong team there. But it doesn't stop there. We've got under management, or I should say lower management, excuse me, folks in place that are not only experienced, extremely experienced in the cannabis industry, but the other verticals, hunting and fishing and real estate. So pretty happy with who we've been able to put on board here in the company over the last 5 years. 6 years almost.
Outstanding. My guest today is Ken Tapp. He is the chairman and CEO and founder of Social Life Network, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WDLF. In closing, Ken, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
You know, we obviously feel that there's a much, much greater value in our company than what we're trading at today. Of course, I'm pretty sure every public company CEO would say that, but do your research and check us out. Go to our website. We've got a deck that you can download and an awful lot of information. We're very transparent. We like to try to keep every bit of information out there in the public eye. And so if you don't take a position today and you're looking to take a position down the road, certainly put us on your ticker radar.
Well, for me, I bet on winning jockeys. And Ken Tapp, he's a winner. And this company is going to make a huge impact on the social media of cannabis and cannabinoids. I thank you for your time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you become a regular, come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give my listeners an update on your company.
Sure will. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.